Good evening, faithful listeners. April Fool's Day fast approaches, and anyone who gives me a pinch and a punch for the first of the month will get a knee in the nads, because that's what I do when I'm mad. But does anyone else feel that this year our delightful bacchanal of petty sadism was moved up a week, and you didn't get the memo? Still, we should be thankful for small mercies. This week, we got a serious plan from the government how the heck we're going to pay for rebuilding after the Christchurch quake. A plan that doesn't involve massive cuts in public spending while doing precisely nothing to increase public revenue. Bill English and his Labour shadow David Cunliffe are leading a serious economic debate that doesn't involve the kind of sleight of hand you'd expect from a dodgy finance company. We've all contained our disappointment that Godzilla hasn't lurched out of Tokyo Bay, laying waste to all around with his atomic halitosis. Instead, newsrooms full of scientifically literate journalists covered Fukushima with care and discrimination. Nobody is returning Ken Ring's calls, because he's a fraudulent douchebag with all the scientific credibility of someone throwing chicken entrails at a wall. Michael Laws was sacked by both the Sunday Star Times and this network after his truly vile newspaper column tacitly endorsing vigilante violence against Ari Smith, an alleged looter in Christchurch who happens to also have Asperger's. Elsewhere, the marriage of Mr. William Mountbatten Windsor and Miss Catherine Middleton has been treated as a delightful distraction, not anything of any real importance, as any pretty young people getting hitched 12,000 miles away should. We hope the best man won't be wearing a costume to the stag do, and the bride will be wearing knickers, no matter who designs her dress. Otherwise, moving along. In Auckland, we've finally gotten that we're not the centre of the universe, even though we should be. And everywhere else, they've gotten that Auckland isn't the enemy. Really. And maybe, just maybe, we'll all wake up on April the 1st and all of the above won't be a joke. Which, when you think about it, isn't a laughing matter at all.